Both of Alaska's senators attended a White House meeting today on climate change and energy legislation. They were among a group of 23 senators summoned by President Obama to the closed-door meeting to talk over policy. The White House called it a constructive exchange and said the president is still pushing for putting a price on carbon. The White House says that would make clean energy profitable and hold polluting companies responsible. Some of the Democrats leading the charge on a climate change bill, including Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, say they're willing to compromise on how to price pollution, and independent Senator Joe Lieberman told reporters afterward that some Republicans seemed willing to negotiate on a scaled-back carbon pricing scheme. But Senator Lisa Murkowski, whose opinion carries weight in the GOP since she's the Energy Committee's top Republican, says she isn't seeing members of her party bending on that.
Now, the president mentioned, appropriately so, that the thing that Americans are thinking about first and foremost right now is jobs and the state of our economy. And that's why I believe that a cap and trade provision will not be included, because that is a hit to our economy that we simply cannot afford at this point in time.
Alaska Senator Mark Begich sounded more optimistic after today's White House meeting.
Today was really a good discussion, just to talk about all the different legislation, where people are, and it's clear that in that room, people want to get an energy plan put together. Obviously, there's disagreements, but I think there seemed to be some willingness.
Begich said in advance of the meeting that he thinks momentum is growing to move forward on a climate bill, but he says Republicans are dangling cap and trade as a target because it's language that's politically unpopular. But he says that's not productive because there are other ways to go about pricing carbon.
What you're going to find at the end of the day, a mechanism that industry agrees with that recognizes that polluters will pay for a portion of this cost, and that consumers will reap the benefit financially in some form. That's the mechanism we're going to go down.
Begich says he doesn't think the Senate will be able to pass the full-fledged climate change Kerry-Lieberman bill before the November elections, but he thinks it can move forward on some elements. The House has already passed an aggressive climate change bill. Both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate say whatever goes before their body won't be as sweeping.